Hey everyone, I'm Bert from Immature Stoners, and this is Dabbing with Washington Artists. Come and get stoned with us as we sit down and smoke with your favorite local artists.
Hi, I'm Gnome from Gnome Grown Art, and you can visit my website at www.gnomegrownart.com, and I'm on Dabbing with Washington Stoners. Thanks for having me. Did I say that right? Perfect.
For today's series of dabs, we'll begin our smoke session with a Wagyu, a Joker's, and a Gummy Bear's, and we'll round out the session with a Blueberry Frost, a Chernobyl, and a Black Widow.
Hey everyone, I'm Bert from Immature Stoners, and this is Dabbing with Washington Artists. And today we are joined by Gnome from Gnome Grown Art. I fucked that up already, so you guys got to see the good version of that. So, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Are you ready to get stoned and have fun?
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, yes. So, for our first dab of the day, we're starting off fancy, I guess, with some Wagyu.
Wagyu is an indica-dominant strain with a unique terpene profile of earthiness and cheese and is known for its intense Count Schlock effect that tends to last for hours. We found a gram of this crumble at a shop on Broadway in Everett.
And then you just pull it to clear.
Oh, right.
There you go. Excellent.
Ooh, that's good. Nice and, it feels like gassy, like fuel-y almost. It's really good.
So, the first question we ask everyone, what role does cannabis play in your creative process?
Well, I am super ADD, and so it helps me just like calm down and zen out, and a lot of what I'm doing is like automatic painting and drawing, so it's like channeling from my subconscious. Okay. So I have to be like really tuned in to that. So weed really just helps me to like shut everything else off around me and just like be in the zone where I'm in a different place. Okay. You know?
Yeah. And do you have a preference towards indicas or sativas at the moment?
Indica for sure. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite strain?
I love Grape Ape.
That's classic. Favorite.
Yeah. Anything yes. Grapey is just so good to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've definitely been a big fan. One of my friends grew some amazing Grape Ape a few years ago, and ever since, it's been like one of my favorites.
Right?
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, if I get flower Grape Ape, I'll just smoke an eighth in like a day.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things that when you think indica, like, that's like a prime example right there.
Totally.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So for our second dab of the day, we have some Jokers.
Jokers is an indica-dominant strain that is known for its tendency to leave the smoker feeling couch-locked and detached and its pungent, earthy terpene profile. We found a gram of this crumble at a shop on Route 99 in Linwood.
See, you came in here acting all timid, and you're like you were going to start doing these small dabs, and like, now I see what your game is. I get it.
I actually rarely do dabs, mainly because I don't have a rig for it, and because I'll just get way too into it, and I'll be smoking like way heavy.
It definitely does something to your tolerance, right. For sure.
Yeah.
The thing I've noticed, though, is it's kind of nice to go back and forth between, like, that and flower and totally. Just, like, kind of go on and off of each one because they're different tolerances.
Totally.
You know? This so really sometimes good. If I get really heavy into dabs, I'll smoke a bowl and just, like, damn, that was it. Okay.
That was a really good one. I like that.
Nice.
The effect
yes,
is good.
Yes, I like that one. All right. So the next thing we like to ask everyone, how has living in Washington influenced your creative process?
I have lived here my whole life, and it, like, nature, my connection with nature, has been nurtured from being here, I feel like, and I spent a lot of time camping and stuff growing up and on the beach, and so I feel like that has really inspired my work and made me love nature in a way that I feel like I need to protect it and be a steward through my work somehow,
absolutely,
which I'm still kind of exploring, but I think I'm going to find a way to like make it more, you know, cohesive when it comes to like sustainability and stuff like that, because that's a big concern for me.
Absolutely. You said you lived here your whole life. Where'd you grow up?
West Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
Originally White Center, and then we moved over kind of by Lincoln Park, if anybody knows where that is. It's like a really cool park in West Seattle, right by the ferry docks. And
Okay. Yeah. I know that area.
Yeah, it's beautiful there. It's changed a lot over the years, but it's really cool.
Absolutely.
I love Washington for sure. I have never left.
Same, yeah.
Right?
So for our number three today, I think you'll like this one. We have some gummy bears.
Ooh.
And it, oh,
I
my
love
God.
Fruity.
It full sweet. On smells like you stuck your.
What the hell? Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way.
It smells like you're just like huffing a bag of gummy bears, doesn't it?
Whoa. I like just want to sniff this.
Gummy Bears is a hybrid terpene-infused sauce with a distinct terpene profile of gummy bears and is known for its tendency to leave the smoker feeling couch-locked and sedated. We picked up a gram of this sauce at a shop on Aurora Avenue in Seattle.
Oh, there it goes.
Wow. Oh my God. That's delicious. What the hell? That is literally the best shit I've ever smoked. How did you do that? What kind of magic is this?
Wizardry.
So you have a piece recently released with Art Cannabis on their Lemon Drip.
Yes.
So what can you tell us about that piece and your collaboration with them?
Actually, that was a really interesting time because it was right at the beginning of the pandemic, and I have my cleaning business by day, and so I had to shut that down, and I was like really stressed out, but I was also like super pumped because I had all this time to paint.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna paint a lemon, because when life gives you lemons, you make the best of it, you know what I mean? And so it was kind of like a happy but sad time, you know what I mean, where we were all kind of struggling, but I at that time in the pandemic was like feeling really good because I'm an introvert, and just spending time alone being able to paint, it was like yes.
Absolutely. And then how did you get together with Art Cannabis on that?
Actually heard about them through Perry. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's one of their artists. I can't remember his last name. Oh my gosh, I'm rude. But he's a rapper and a painter, and he's really, really good. And nice. I had been following him for a while, and I saw their brand through him, and I didn't even know about them. And so I then looked into it, bought some weed, and I was like, wow, this is really good. So I just decided I'm going to try, apply, and that's how it ended up working out. It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So we're at our halfway point right now. How you feel?
Great, yeah. I'm surprised, honestly, that I'm handling this so well.
You're doing great so far. So next we've got some Blueberry Frost.
Ooh.
Blueberry Frost is an indica-leaning hybrid with a complex terpene profile of earthiness and pine, and is known for its tendency to leave the smoker feeling sedated and relaxed. We scored a gram of this sauce at a shop in Soto.
That is nice. I like that aftertaste.
So you currently have exhibits at, I'm sorry, I'm not sure the pronunciation on this one. Is it Biafran?
Biafran?
Biafran, thank you.
It's kind of a mouthful, right?
Yeah, it is, a little bit. and at a local restaurant, Chata Thai.
Yes.
Where do you hope to see your art being exhibited in the future? What are some of your goals?
I really would like to travel more, so I think it would be fun to, like, get my art in different places around the world if possible. I mean, that's kind of a big goal, but I think it would be really cool to, like, just have more experiences and get inspiration from new things, you know what I mean? But the Biafran one was actually a goal of mine to get in an international art show, and that one was won, so I was like,
oh, cool.
Hell yes! So now I'm just like, what do I want next? So I've been doing a lot of applying for, like, residencies and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that maybe I'll get, like, some kind of experience doing that, because it's a lot of growth in those experiences, you know. There's a lot of support, and you can just have the time to do what you need to do.
Absolutely.
Which is great.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Right? Yeah.
It's kind of like the artist dream, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Focus on your art.
Oh, man, it really is. It's hard because, you know, making money as an artist is, it's a challenge.
It's tough, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And how did you get together with Chad and Ty? Like, do you guys have a bunch of your art there up there at the restaurant?
Yes, I actually have the lemon drop painting there, which is cool. I work with this company. They're really cool. They're called Loca Art, and I don't know if I can mention.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely.
They're really awesome. They're one of the best companies I've worked with as an artist. They support local artists, and how it works is you upload your art into their portal, basically, and anyone can apply. And then once you have it in there, then businesses, like, anywhere in Washington can see it, and they can say, oh, I want this on my wall. So,
that's cool.
Right. And so this business wanted it, and they reached out to me, and I said, hell yeah, you know? And so it was like a 3-month show, and
okay.
It's a solo show, which is really nice.
So all the paintings down there are yours, basically,
yeah,
at the moment?
Yeah, right.
That's cool.
And it's just really nice, because I don't have to do the legwork of, like, finding somebody. They find me, and it's easy for them, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that's
really
awesome.
Nice. I highly recommend Loca Art.
Loca Art.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. What you were just smoking there, that's the Chernobyl.
Ooh.
Sorry. Yeah, I definitely did that out of order, but, you know.
That is a lot like the gummy bears.
I'm
going to
be beaten after this thing.
Yeah.
Chernobyl is an uplifting sativa dominant strain known for leaving smokers in a haze while elevating moods, and is great for social events and gatherings. We grabbed a gram from a cute shop in Arlington on 177th Street.
Sorry, you'll probably want to cut that.
Ooh. That's tasty. That's almost like the gummy bears.
Sure.
Why did I pass it to you? That's how I am. I'm like passing you my...
So a lot of your pieces play with extensive visual and tactile textures. Do you see this as an effort to capture the forms found in nature, or is it just an aesthetic preference?
I would say it's kind of both.
Okay.
But it's also like, I don't like the pretentiousness of fine art. Even though I'm part of the fine art world, I've always felt like an outsider a bit. And I want people to touch my art, and I want people to interact with it. You know what I mean?
Cool.
And if that, like, causes it to deteriorate over time, then that's just part of it. You know what I mean? So I think if it's tactile in some way, then they'll want to interact more with it. But also, like, I use iridescence and stuff to kind of show, like, when light hits things at a different time of day, it can show different perspectives, just like humans have different perspectives, and we're all, like, different at different times in our lives. We have, you know, phases and stuff. So it's kind of like this multi-tiered, like, metaphor, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Sorry to get all philosophical.
No, that's great. You ever put a painting together within mind of people looking at it on a more elevated consciousness level?
I feel like, because that's kind of
like
who I am.
Like on the mycology front?
Oh, totally. Well, I actually do this this free art hunt every year where I give out mushroom themed art, and it's called Game of Shrooms.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Have you ever heard of it? It's a worldwide thing.
That's amazing.
It's really fun. And so basically all these artists around the world give out mushroom themed art, and they put like clues to where they've hidden it, and then people go find it, and it's like a worldwide day long thing. And I've done it for 5 years. It's so much fun. I've met really cool people through it because it's just the mushroom community. But also just, I think because I'm kind of a psychedelic person naturally, you know, my art is just like that way. And I hope that people get a little bit of that when they look at it, like get tripped out by it or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But I also don't want it to be like super in your face where you're like, holy shit, that's drugs. You know what I mean? Not that that's bad or anything, but also, you know, I want it to apply to like anyone really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
So for our last dab for the day, we have some Black Widow.
Black Widow is a hard-hitting sativa-leaning hybrid and has a reputation of coming on strong with a cerebral and physical high that can leave the smoker feeling euphoric and distracted. We found a gram of these saucy diamonds at a shop on Center Street in Tacoma.
See, and I appreciate that. You, even though you said you were getting real stoned, you still did a nice big dab on your last one. So
you gotta make the best of it, man.
Absolutely. All right, so you recently released a series, To the Sea, which was inspired by environmental cleanup projects you helped with in the wetlands of Myers Way. What message are you hoping to convey in this series?
Really, I just want, like, most of all, I feel like I want people to feel at peace, like, when they look at it, because it just was from a place of peace for me. So, but also, like, a sense of urgency about the environment and, like, how they can think about their part in it and how they can do something, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing I've noticed is that everyone, including myself, we love to just like perform that we care, but then at the end of the day, like, what are you really doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think, and that's like, really, I'm not saying that I'm doing anything big, but like, I just care and I want to like try and make a point that people should think about their waste, because waste is like one of the biggest things that contributes to our problems on the earth and in the ocean. So like, if it's crazy, one person, not to be depressing, but one person is 3 houses worth of garbage in a year. Like, that's our waste that we use just naturally. So just thinking about like, what can we do to rethink it, really?
Yeah.
And mycology is fascinating. Sorry to go off, but like, mushrooms, I think, are the future of waste removal because they can break down garbage.
I've been seeing that they've been breeding mushrooms specifically to break down plastics and stuff.
Exactly.
That's cool.
To me, that gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's like, that's going to change the world.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely
the kind of stuff that's so powerful. And so I just, if I was a mad scientist, that's what I would be pursuing. But currently, my mad science is just art. But yeah, I think it's so cool that people are like in this science of like fixing this.
Absolutely.
You know? And there's ways. So
I think we'll get there. I have hopes for us.
Right. So. I do too.
So, that's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So we have a new little tradition on our show. We were given this painting here by an artist named Tiger Lily.
Oh, I heard that one. She was cool.
Yeah. And so now we're having artists sign it when they come onto the show. So would we be able to get your signature on here somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And you can pick your spot wherever you like.
Right next to the...
See, the earliest artists get the prime real estate, you know?
Right. I always put the year next to my signature.
Oh, perfect. That's a great idea.
It just helps because I'm like really bad at keeping track of things and cataloging things.
Oh, that's great.
That's my stoner problems.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks. My grandpa was an artist, and he did, like, his signature was his initials, like, all together in, like, a symbol, kind of like that.
My brother did that for a little while.
It's neat, right?
Yeah.
And when he passed away, I was like, I'm going to pay homage to him by doing my signature like that. So.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you guys for watching today. Make sure to click like, subscribe, share with your friends. Check out her web pages and check out her art. And stay high, everyone.
Yeah.